glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. We welcome you once again to Moments of Inspiration. We rejoice in having the opportunity to share with you our faith in Jesus Christ. Each week we hope to provide for all our listeners the blessing of knowing Jesus as one's Lord and Savior. We turn our attention to the scriptures, beginning with John chapter 6. We have the record of Jesus being followed by a multitude of people who witnessed his miraculous signs of healing the sick. Jesus taught the people, and then he fed them with the boy's 5 small barley loaves and the 2 small fish. The rest of the account tells how he had the multitude sit down and how he fed everyone, having 12 baskets full of bread left over. And that evening, the disciples got into their boat, set off across the lake to Capernaum. Jesus joined them later by coming to them walking on the stormy waters. John continues with the account of how on the next day, that crowd of people came searching for Jesus. They found him on the other side of the lake. What is recorded at this point in the scriptures is where we want to take our lesson from on this occasion. If you'd like to read from the account, it is found in John chapter 6, verses 25 through 58, as we share these thoughts today. Jesus had performed miraculous signs before this great crowd of people. They knew he healed the sick, not by natural means, but through divine powers. But Jesus knew their hearts and told them plainly that it was not the miraculous signs sent from heaven that drew them back to him. They were there because Jesus fed them bread and fish. So Jesus begins here to teach them about faith. They needed to come to a faith in him. They needed to believe in him that he had been sent from heaven by the Father. And Jesus is making the transition from the physical bread that they ate to the spiritual bread that they must partake of to have spiritual life. The crowd had a very difficult time understanding what Jesus was teaching them that day. And I fear that many who hear Jesus even today do not understand the spiritual calling. I had a man who was studying the Bible and praying to the Lord, and he wrote me to say that he was not going to pray anymore. He had not received an answer to his prayers, and so he concluded that Jesus was not going to answer his prayers. His purpose in praying was to have a particular request answered. I believe that all of us seek God's favor and blessings in that way. But his understanding of what God was going to do was to take away his problem, setting him free from its burden, and also the consequences that he faced. His expectations of God was nothing more than someone to take all of his problems away from him and to prevent any harm to come to him in this life. Our Bibles encourages us to bring our struggles and our trials before the Father. He is a God of comfort, and he cares for us, and he will help us deal with the sufferings of this life. We can find strength and encouragement. We can find hope that is not just linked to the physical cures and salvation from them. The salvation that Jesus brought was not just a healing of the body or a feeding of the body. Jesus came to be the bread of life. We seek to present Jesus as the true bread who came down from heaven to feed our spirits with that which sustains our spiritual nature. The fact remains, many have difficulty understanding why Jesus came and what he did for us, because he is the Savior of our souls instead of a Savior of our bank accounts. This sharing of Jesus with those he fed is the explanation of his coming to be the true manna from heaven. The Israelites ate the manna in the wilderness, and that heavenly food sustained them physically, and it did so every day. But Jesus is the bread of life, the manna given to sustain us spiritually. Making the distinction between this physical existence and the eternal life was hard for those Jews who were handed the bread and the fish from Jesus. They saw him multiply it. And the next day he tells them that those who come to him will never again be thirsty or hungry. Here is the promise Jesus gives to his listeners that day and for all who listen to him forever. Everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is the resurrection from the grave that Jesus makes reference to here. The vision of the Jews was clouded, partly because of the fact that the mystery of God's will had not yet been finished, partly because of the confusion they had about the kingdom of God. They were hoping and waiting for a Messiah who would establish for them a nation that was strong and would set them free from Roman law. They were waiting on a Messiah who would reign over the people like King David did, a physical kingdom. So what advantage we have as we look back. By faith, we see Jesus coming to earth through the prophetic way of the virgin birth. He was born of man and of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the witness of the Word that gives us this testimony. We also see from this side of the cross, this Jesus hanging upon that cross, not for his sins, but for our sins and the sins of all the world. We see the fulfillment of Scriptures. We have eyewitnesses of the resurrection and the empty tomb. So when we gather around the Lord's table as Christians to partake of the bread, well, it represents to us the broken and wounded, scarred body of Jesus as he was scourged and crucified. We remember the blood that poured from his side. We partake of his flesh and blood through the emblems that he set before us at that last Passover feast that he shared with his apostles. These Jews did not have that vision as they looked upon Jesus and heard him say, "I am the manna from heaven." That definition of life is most crucial in understanding what Jesus taught, what he taught those who had come in search of him because he had fed them bread and fish. Jesus wanted to feed them again, but this time with spiritual food that he brought from heaven, which, of course, was his own life. His life would bring eternal life to their souls who came to believe in him and to partake of that heavenly bread. Do you remember the conversation Jesus had with the woman at the well that John writes about in chapter 4 of his gospel account? Jesus asked for a drink from the well, and he then offered the woman living water where she could never thirst again. Well, the woman wanted that water so that she wouldn't have to come to the well and draw anymore. That was what her take was on what Jesus offered. Whether we believe in Jesus or not, we will hunger and thirst for life. We will need to draw water because we will be thirsty. We need manna from above because of our hunger. The spiritual offer from heaven is a life which never ends. The manna in the wilderness did not keep those Israelites from dying over that 40-year period of time. It provided physical needs for each day. But they died. Jesus is the bread from heaven that offers eternal life to all who come in faith to receive it. I would hope today that we heard Jesus well when he said that whoever believes in him has everlasting life. It is a present condition, not just a future event that's coming. Having eternal life today is significant in its meaning. First, we're not just living for what this life has to offer us. Instead, we live for the heavenly treasures. Remember that parable of the wealthy farmer who tore down his barns and made larger ones because his crop was so big? He stored it up for himself, for all these goods, and then he planned to have physical blessings for many years to come. But he died. Having the treasures in heaven means that they're permanently stored away for eternity, where no losses come. The second thing is, whatever we may face in this life, our hope is not confined to the here and now. We have a dwelling with the Father, our Creator and our Savior Jesus. I'm so thankful that we can pray to the Father and seek healing and help for ourselves and others in trying times on this earth. We can pray over the circumstances of our lives that are hurtful and are just tough on us and everyone else. I'm comforted to know that Jesus cares about us, and we can cast all our cares upon him. We can pray our prayers about all the earthly matters that touch our lives. But let us pray in view of the vast eternity that lies before us. Let us pray over those matters that are heavenly bound.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.